We decided to do on the 100th anniversary of the 1916 Rising was that we would have nobody speaking at it that is elected. We felt by doing this that it allowed people from all political shades to come along. We firmly believe that 1916 doesn't belong to any of the political parties or any individual. We believe that 1916 belongs to all of us. So we're having the commemoration in Crawley at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We hope this will allow people from all political shades to come along and to commemorate 1916 and nothing else.
And indeed, even though it's taking place in Crawley and the community of Crawley will hopefully attend, you are urging other people across the Northwest to come down and attend this event too.
Yeah, we have a big day lined up. We have marching, a good number of marching bands from the local community come along. There's a local woman who was actually born in 1916. She was a very young infant when the rising took place, Betty Doherty, and she'll be launching the stone, unveiling the stone that we're launching on the day. So there will be some speeches that allows, it's important that there are speeches, and I think it those who we decided to ask represents a very broad spectrum of the various views of the people who fought in 1916.